You know, like I was in college.
Case number 323-292. It's a Brookfield case. Who's presenting?
Chief John Puglisi.
Ah, Chief, thank you. Can you spell your last name for the record, Chief?
P-U-G-L-I-S-I.
Thank you. Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. In 2022, the appellant was denied the application based on a record of crisis intervention. The seriousness of the interventions lead me to question the character, conduct, judgment, and suitability to carry a firearm. At that time, I could not approve the application. The appellant was given the information if she wished to request the contest the denial, in which she was stated in 90 days she could appeal to this board, and that did not happen. In January of 2024, the appellant reapplied through the same process and was denied. In the initial application, the appellant stated that she had not been admitted to the hospital for mental illness within the past 6 months for reasons other than alcohol or drug dependency, and I have Officer Saunders with me to testify otherwise.
Thank you, Chief. Ma'am, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I was never admitted to the hospital for on a 72-hour hold or sent to the psychiatric unit. So I just want to say that did not happen. It's in the documentation I provided you guys.
This appeal is relative to the application dated which date? Assuming it's not the 2024. Or is it?
I think it's the 2024 one.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yep, because her application is dated or notarized 12/8/24.
All right, Chief, you may proceed with your case.
I'd like to, Appellant stated in the 2022 application that she'd never been voluntarily admitted to the hospital for any mental illness within the past 6 months by reasons other than for alcohol or drug dependence. During the background search, it was determined that eligibility for a temporary permit was discovered that the appellant had attempted suicide by overdose on June 13th of 2022, 4 months before applying. The appellant was sent a denial letter and given an explanation in the process for how to contest the denial. In December of 2023, the appellant reapplied for the permit with this department. The second application was denied based on the previous finding of unsuitability and the failure to properly file an appeal with the firearms board. And I have Officer Saunders here, who was on the initial call for the attempted suicide. In the documentation that the appellant provided, I find numerous occasions where her own discharge summaries state numerous times in their diagnosis or hospital course that intentional drug overdose and what she was attempted to do. I also provided body cam video to the board and to the appellant that shows her statements that she attempted to overdose.
Do you want to see that first?
It's up to the chief. Did you want us to see that those videos now, or?
Or do you want to wait?
Why don't we let Officer Saunders testify?
Okay. And
it's about 30 minutes.
That's been short.
Okay. Just for the record, that's S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S. You may go ahead, officer.
As the chief was saying, I responded to
was called from emotionally disturbed person, and on my arrival, I found the appellant laying on the floor by the front door of their apartment with her minor child by the front door. The appellant had stated to me through the course of our conversation that she was going through a divorce, and she had taken all her medications that were prescribed to her on the countertop and indicated where they were with alcohol. She said that she had felt suicidal yesterday, and now that she did not feel suicidal, which is why she called for help and she wanted to survive. She had already coordinated care for her minor children, for her sister to come over and take custody and take the children to her mother's house. And as we were making our way out of the building, going down the stairwell, she then rescinded her consent to go to the hospital for treatment, to be treated for the overdose. And as we made our way to the bottom of the stairwell, she appeared to have a seizure and went unconscious and was placed in the back of the ambulance and transported to Danbury Hospital for treatment.
Okay. Now are we watching the video? I'm just trying to figure out how we're navigating through.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you say it was 30 minutes long?
It's
been redacted.
It's short.
And it's been redacted, and it's short.
Okay.
It might be loud, so hold on.
Off the stretcher, I'm gonna lift you up. Corner on your face.
Can I
help
with
that? There you go.
Can we step over?
You should probably see it.
Anything else
I know it's hard, but you may need to maybe ask a question about it.
Okay.
Because it is evidence.
Okay. It's in the beginning.
I'll call up the stretcher, I'm gonna lift you up and get you out of here.
Protect the kids.
Okay. Is someone gonna come watch the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, they're not, no.
Who can we call?
My mom.
Your mom? Where does your mom
live? Gabby. Gabby?
Your sister's on her way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you call your sister?
I told them, yep, I told them, because I don't want to die today.
Okay.
I'm not suicidal today.
Okay. Were you suicidal yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you tried this before?
Never.
Never? Okay. Do you happen to have an ID on you?
I know what I mean.
What?
My name is Lacey Ravel.
And how do you spell your last name?
R-X-Q.
Okay. And do you know your date of birth? Lacey, do you know your date of birth?
It's just this clown down here.
Yeah. No, everything.
Everything.
I took some of those.
So many Flintstones too?
A lot of. Yeah.
You took some Flintstones? Okay.
Yeah, I took all this stuff.
Alright. Are you pregnant? Are you pregnant prenatals up here?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hold this on your face for me, okay? Hold it on your face.
There you go.
Deep breaths.
Anything else over there?
I don't do drugs. They're prescribed to me.
Sure.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Chief?
No, and what you've just seen is why I chose to question the conduct and judgment of the appellant.
Thank you, Chief. Ma'am, do you have questions of the chief or the officer based on what they just testified to?
No.
Does the board have any questions for either witness? Colonel?
Was there a peer done, a police emergency examination?
There was.
Okay. I It might be in the packet. I couldn't find it. That's all. So you guys did do up here.
Thank you.
And I saw it was followed up, but I made a question. And there was a minor child on scene. Was it just one?
I believe it was two children.
Two children?
Okay.
And did the appellant's mother eventually arrive?
The appellant's sister arrived.
Okay.
And took custody of the children.
That's all I have.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, Chief, do you have any other witnesses today?
I do not.
Ma'am, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
So I was actually very intoxicated in the video that you saw. We were celebrating a graduation for my sister, and I drink a lot. I don't drink alcohol. I was going through a bad divorce, and I also came out of a 6-year marriage of domestic violence. So leaving that was very hard on me, and then having a 1.5-year-old child and an 11-year-old at the time was very difficult to adjust to. So I sought out to see a therapist. Brew Truly is the evaluation I sent you. She's not a psychiatrist, she's an ABRN. She prescribed me medication for about 2 months. That's the first time I've ever seen anybody professionally. And then after that, at home when I was drunk, when they left, I got really, really, really depressed. And I guess I took all my medication and called 911. I don't remember that. I like blacked out. I can see that I was slurring my words, and I don't even know who that person was. I don't have a mental health background. I don't have a substance abuse background. I'm a licensed therapist, over 13 years experience in that. That's what my master's is in. Everybody has a breaking point. So I guess basically that's what happened. The divorce and the domestic violence is pretty much what happened. I followed through with the recommendations of the hospital. I got to Danbury Hospital, and I had a bad seizure. And they said that I broke my own bones during the seizure, so both of my shoulders were broken. They couldn't fix them, and they sent me to Hartford Hospital, and that's where I stayed for about a week. I saw a psychiatrist there. I saw a licensed practitioner like myself there. They recommended maybe get some therapy after that, which I did, and I completed that therapy. Like I said, I don't have a mental health background. It's the first time in my life anything like this has ever happened.
Chief, do you have questions for the appellant?
Yes. Do you understand in the application, both applications that you completed, the question in there, have you been voluntarily admitted to the hospital for a mental illness within the past 6 months for reasons other than solely for alcohol or drug dependence?
Yeah.
That's still.
It wasn't 6 months, though. It was like 2.5 years. It was like a year and a half ago. That's why I said no, because it was a long time ago.
60 months, isn't it?
The denial was based on the first application, which was 4 months after.
But we're here for this app, correct?
Correct. So I'm questioning her conduct based on the answers that she gave and what we had previously seen.
Just a question. Is this app right? Is this application the one for today? Was that answer correct for this application?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions, Chief?
Yes. Okay. Can the appellant state to the board whether she's been hospitalized or treated for depression in the past 6 months prior to this application?
No, I have not. It's been almost 3 years. I have not seen a therapist. I have not been on medication. I'm in private practice. I have my own mental health practice right now. That's what I do. I didn't need it. I don't need mental health treatment.
The appellant also filed a discrimination complaint against myself, which was clear based on the fact that her application stated that there was no other reason for the denial other than the fact that I was racially biased.
So Any other questions?
No.
Did you have a question for him? Okay. Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
Sure. So, you went to, it looked like Danbury Hospital?
First Danbury Hospital.
Yep. How long were you at Danbury?
About 2 days in a regular room, not in a psychiatric unit. It was 72 hours old.
Yep. And you were transferred up to Hartford.
They needed more specialized people to fix my bones because it was so bad.
That's what I was going to ask. So the transfer to Hartford Hospital was solely for
my injuries were very bad.
The orthopedic care.
Yeah.
Did you ever voluntarily commit yourself into the hospital?
Well, they're saying I called 911 because I...
Yeah, but I think that's sort of
that's never happened before.
I'm not an expert with that, but I think that's sort of a formal process.
That's the only time in my life.
And what was the, after you left Danbury, was there any follow-up recommended based on the alleged suicide attempt from the practitioners at Danbury?
Well, they didn't say anything because they transferred me to Hartford, but when I got to Hartford, I did see a licensed practitioner and a psychiatrist.
Yep.
They said maybe follow up with a therapist, and I did.
Okay.
That's in there.
Yep.
I'm the last therapist from Brookfield, and our treatment was completed. I seen her about 3 times. There's only so many times you can keep talking about domestic violence and a divorce. So I got myself together. I'm a therapist. I knew what to do. And I went and opened my own practice, and I've just been working since. That's all I've been doing.
That's all I have.
Other questions by the board? Yeah, was the seizure you had that broke the shoulders, was that caused by the medications you took?
It was the alcohol.
Oh.
Such a large amount of alcohol with the prescription, yeah.
Do you happen to remember what medications you took with the alcohol?
Yeah. It's Boost Bar.
Okay.
It's Wellbutrin and Klonopin. So it's antidepressants and anxiety medication, not any antipsychotics, not any mood stabilizers.
Do you remember why you took them all?
I was drunk. So alcohol is a depressant. I was already depressed of what I was going through. I got a text message from a woman, and it was a child that I knew nothing about. So my ex-husband had a child while we were married, and that made me drink even more. And I think that's what sent me over the edge. That happened that night.
All right, anybody else have questions?
I guess I do. Was that a true suicide attempt? Did you take the drugs to end your life?
I don't remember. I was very intoxicated.
Because I think what you said in the video was you no longer wish to die, which means at the time you did.
It's possible under the influence of alcohol. If I didn't drink, I would have never, ever do something like that. Ever.
Tell us about your drinking. Tell us about your drinking.
I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No, it was a celebration, like I said in the beginning, for my sister's graduation, and I continued to drink when they left. I got very sad.
Okay. So since then, have you had any alcohol at all?
No. I won't.
How about prior to that?
Never had alcohol or drug addiction or problem. I don't drink. And I think that's why it hit me so hard, because I had so much of it, and I don't drink.
How much do you think you had?
I think a fifth. It was like of absolute...
Thank you.
Any other questions? Pam, would you like to make a closing statement?
I just want to say that I don't, like all the documentation I provided you, they said that I did not need psychiatric care. I was not hospitalized or held against my will or anything like that. And over 14 years experience in mental health, that's what I do for a living. I help people that are in situations as myself, but I am human and these things happen. So that's it.
Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
Sure. I'm not questioning the appellant's honesty. I truly believe in the things that she's saying right now. However, she didn't file an appeal after the first and simply waited and didn't follow the directions. And in the meantime, like I said, she filed a discrimination complaint against me for no apparent reason other than the fact I denied her permit, which caused my agency to have to do an, conduct an internal investigation against me on the, with the police commission, which I was cleared of. And like I said, in my second denial, I still questioned at the time her her ability to make a good judgment. And I stick by my denial.
Brief factual.
Sure. This is a denial by the Brookfield Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is an incident that occurred in June of 2022. It appears the appellant took both alcohol and her prescription medication, overdosed. There is notes that it was a suicide attempt. She did seize on the way to the hospital. The police did do a peer report. She, during her stay at Danbury, due to a seizure, she ended up with fractures or injuries to her shoulder where she was transported to Hartford Hospital. There was recommendations for follow-up counseling, which the appellant testified she did complete. Since that time, the appellant is a counselor on her own. No other issues either prior to or since that one incident.
Thank you, Colonel. Comments by the board?
Just that, you know, the appellant did have a right to, she did not have to appeal the first denial. And does have a right to a file a second application without the denial. And it seems that application was correct. And I don't know even on the first one whether she inaccurately filled that out, because there should have been a VATS hit. If that application, when you did the background investigation, there should have been a VATS hit. And if that didn't hit, then she wasn't voluntarily admitted. So there should have been a VATS hit, which would have been an automatic disqualifier. Mm. So I don't know even on her first application whether she was inaccurate on that. But again, I can also see the PD's concern regarding an apparent suicide attempt so close to the time frame, which, especially the first application, only talking a few months prior to.
Attorney
Sinetti? Yes, thank you. I've done a considerable amount of work with the Veterans Administration and other suicide prevention groups over the years. And one of the things that was impressed upon me is that if someone is in a stressful situation, an accumulation of events that causes someone to possibly have suicidal thoughts, that doesn't necessarily mean that they actually will complete the suicide attempt at some later date. And watching that video, you could even see that even in the state she was in that night, she said, I was suicidal, but I'm not now. I'm not anymore. Right at this moment, I'm not. She obviously, with by virtue of her education and work experience, she knows a considerable bit about people's behavior and issues involving therapy. I think that this was a one-time event brought on by all the stress that she was under. I don't think, it, to me, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but from the background I've had working with the VA, I don't believe that this was a case other than a one-time suicidal ideation that she's gotten past. I'm glad that the racial discrimination complaint was dismissed. I know you had to go through a lot to have that done, and I understand, you know, that would bring on a lot of negative feelings about the appellant. But looking at the whole picture and whether or not I think if she was granted a permit she'd be a threat to public safety, I don't think she would be a threat to public safety, and that's going to weigh into my decision.
Thank you, Attorney Sinetti. Any other comments? Seeing none, Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Chair votes appellant. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4-1 in favor of the appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.